From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighborhood record store, Southbound Records.
Which one are you doing first, Troy, that one?
Yeah, I think we'll go for that one first.
Okay, well, you plow onto it, and well, I'll just get it all set up.
Today on From the Crate, I've brought down three records from Southbound Records in Simon Street, and all of them are connected because they all have soul, although they're not necessarily soul music. And all three newly released into the store this week. Now, the first one we're going to hear, this is amazing.
This seems to be an ongoing thing, doesn't it, with this music you bring in?
Yeah, it does. The first one, this is amazing, because I know for a fact, Mike, that you've never heard music from Sudan before.
I'm very keen to hear this new John Toogood Sudanese adults thing he's done.
Right, well, let's.
I wouldn't say that I can't just bang out seven or eight Sudanese big hitters for you, though. No.
Neither can I.
And that doesn't mean I don't want to, or haven't had the opportunity. Maybe I've been remiss, but there's a lot of countries in the world, Troy, and I've only got two ears.
Okay, fair enough. Sudan.
And plus, there's a lot of Jane's Addiction to listen to.
There's not. There's only three albums, isn't there?
Come on, mate.
So,
four albums.
Habibi Funk,
six, five,
who...
Five albums. Six.
You can't count live things.
No.
Habibi Funk...
Do you want to run through them? I can get through if you want. No.
Habibi Funk have been, over the last couple of years...
BB Funk?
Habibi Funk. The last couple of years have been investigating a bunch of really great African music, which has not seen the light of day either in the West or anywhere. Now, in the Sudan, things have been difficult probably for the last 50 years. I don't know how many civil wars there's been, at least three, I think. The country's cut in half, North Sudan, which is Muslim, and South Sudan, one of them is the Republic of Sudan. I can't remember which
is
one.
Is it only recently the Republic of Sudan? Is that right?
It's 2010,
one of the newest countries in the world.
That's right. One of the newest states. 2011, I think. But anyway, there's been this whisper of something called Sudan jazz. Now, Sudan jazz isn't jazz as we know it.
Sudan jazz.
And Habibi Funk went over there, and they kept hearing the name Kamel Kayla. And Kamel Kayla has been playing since the 1960s. Habibi Funk looked around for records. Any records? No. Didn't seem that he'd ever released a record. Thought, okay, there might be some cassette tapes. Mm-hmm. No cassette tapes.
Not even cassette tape?
Nope. Turns out he didn't go into the studio mainly... Well, there's a couple of reasons, but one of the things in Sudan is on the radio, they refuse to play any records which are released by labels. So to have music on the radio, you had to go in and actually record a live radio session.
That's supporting independent media, isn't it?
Isn't it just? Anyway, so Kamel Kayla did that a couple of times over the years. Thank goodness he did, because he managed to keep two of the tapes. One in Arabic, one in English. The reason that he did one in English, the songs in English, is because there was such strict censorship at the time, the stuff he was saying was a little bit dangerous to be saying. So he said it in English instead. This is an amazing record. It's called...
The Secret Language of English.
Yeah. Muslims and Christians is the name of the release. Here it is. I'll show it to you. That's Kamel at the front there.
When did this come out?
This came out last week. It's never been out before. It is the first release by this gentleman.
That's a really cool looking cover. It looks like it's almost been pasted together. It looks like an 80s flyer, doesn't it?
Yeah,
like,
it does.
You know, some sort of like a cutout. And Christians and Muslims, interesting name for Muslims and Christians, sorry.
Well, like I said,
political songs from the early 90s. Wow.
Now, there's the weird thing. When Habibi Funk found the tapes with Kamel in his basement, he couldn't remember when they were from, and upon listening to them, they thought, oh, this obviously is the 1970s. Turns out they found a piece of paper stuck to one of the reels that said it was from August 1992. You would not know from listening.
Everything at home was being about a room. We need a real agricultural revolution so as to get a solution of hunger. I'm feeling hungry, but I need nobody to give me something.
Ooh, that's cool.
Sudanese people, I'm telling you, oh. Sudanese people, I'm telling you, oh. Everything at home was being a barrel. Agricultural revolution. away. So
it's just an interesting production. Old, sounds like an old record, doesn't it?
But well, but it sounds to me like it's
sort
actually
of got the, it's sort of got the swing of a new record, but the sound of it sounds like an old record. You know what I mean?
I don't think there's any more than two microphones which recorded this.
I'm feeling hungry, but I need nobody to give me something.
Yeah, it does sound like an old four track or something. Yeah. Like, that's crazy. But you know what I mean? It's just got that. It's got a bit of. It's a real modern swing to it, you know? Like. I'm like, oh no.
So why do you think it was so outrageous and dangerous to be saying, let's fix hunger for Sudanese people?
I guess you have to identify what is the reason that there is hunger in the first place.
Yep.
Wars.
Corruption.
Corruption.
Comes down to governments, as a rule.
So now it starts getting dangerous.
Yeah.
So now this has been released. I mean, it's out there now.
It is.
Now is he still in Sudan? Is that where he still resides?
Yeah, still there. He's in his 80s now.
He's
in his 80s. Yeah. And
so how old was he when he recorded this? He's like 60, 70, sort of
I'd
thing.
Say he was. Yeah, he would have been.
Wow.
Now the sound of the thing, it's like he said he.
That's his name again?
Kamal Keela. That's K-A-M-A-L. K-E-I-L-A.
Yep.
And he said that this is basically, he used the same musical framework, which was this kind of like, well, Sudan jazz, which is a kind of a mix of Afrobeat and funk and a bit of high life in there. And his lyrics were always of issues of the time. So, like what you said, it sounds like a older style music, but with a newer swing. It's kind of what he did.
Cool. So cool.
Isn't he great?
So cool. Right on. What else you got for us, buddy?
Well, something else soulful. Now, and this one here also has like a little bit of an odd story to it. We're going to go for this record, recorded in 1970 by the great Jimmy Scott.
You've got a beautiful woman on the cover there with a massive afro. It says Jimmy Scott, the source.
Yeah, now why is Jimmy Scott himself not on the cover, you may ask?
Because he's just put this beautiful woman on the cover who looks like she's got some story to tell.
Jimmy Scott had a syndrome called Kellerman syndrome, which meant that he kind of didn't grow after being a child. Yes.
Wow.
So he was a very small man with a gigantic outsized talent. You look at me like you're not quite sure who Jimmy Scott is. You do know. Twin Peaks, Season 2, Sycamore Tree. That is Jimmy Scott. Yes.
Shut up!
Yeah, Jimmy Scott. Now, in this record was.
I don't like the way they've written on the back here. The connotation of singer has been applied to several artists. However, none deserves a title more than Jimmy Scott. More vocalists, especially females, including myself, has patterned their styles from Little Jimmy Scott.
He used to be known. He'd been singing since the 40s, and he was known originally as Little Jimmy Scott. By the 60s. You know, I guess he decided he was nearing 40, may as well be Jimmy. But what happens? Put on, it's on the.
It's on this one here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
This land.
Holy shit,
that's crazy. Is mine. God gave this land to me. This brave and ancient land to me.
I should have mentioned that little blurb, half of the red half of it. That's the, on this album, Jimmy reads a lyric of each tune as if he has lived the situation. He is without a doubt the master of the ballad form. I could go on and on extolling the merits of this ballad here, but I suggest you listen. And if you've never heard Jimmy Scott before, you'll get what I mean. Nancy Wilson.
Yeah.
Reveals her heels and play. then I see.
This record came out very briefly in 1970.
Oh, 1970, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was withdrawn because...
Withdrawn?
Because of horrible gangsterism in the music industry. A man called Herman Lubinsky had signed Jimmy Scott to Savoy Records in the 50s and then told him, you're contracted to me for life. Atlantic Records bowed to it, withdrew it. Jimmy Scott gave up singing until Herman Lubinsky was dead. People who like Lou Reed will recognise this man's vocal from the Magic and Loss LP.
Really?
Yep.
And walk this lovely.
Ooh. You know, sometimes you go, some people would just love to sit down and interview. So it's like the whole album got this sort of just beautiful ballads on it and stuff.
Yeah, and it's all in this.
Isn't that voice? It really is a voice, isn't it?
Very relaxing.
I find it tears my heart to pieces.
Do you?
Yeah.
I find it quite relaxing. Like, oh, okay. You know. Yeah.
I guess when you're a gentleman and you find yourself in a position where you have to go. Start to explore parts of yourself, you know?
I know I can be strong.
Oh, really? That doesn't smash your heart to me. You're a cold.
To make this Mikey, come on now. Sensitive soul, but I think it's nice. If I must fight.
Hold on. Longest, slowest death I've ever heard. This is what.
This.
Never break up with a person on a flat, always break up with someone on a hill. So you don't have to see them walking away for like 3 hours.
Yeah, someone texted in saying that track is beautiful. I feel like it is.
You know what I mean?
It just tears you to pieces.
You know what I mean? It's like he's breaking up with someone on a big reservoir and they're just walking off and he's going, nope. I can still see them. Oh, I can still see them. It's actually a really clear day.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Jimmy Scott.
Break up in a dipper on a hill, that's what I say.
His amazing phrasing, which was
You're amazing phrasing.
You're amazing phrasing. You can hear he's singing a little bit behind the beat. Charles Mingus, the famous bass player and famous bad-tempered dude, shouted at him once. He's like, why can't you keep up with me?
Pick it on him because he's small.
Yep. And Jimmy Scott just says, I will catch up with you. And you can hear there exactly how he would have done so.
Yeah,
amazing.
In his own sweet time.
Yep, yeah. The Source.
That's amazing. Is that the album he's ever done, or is there more?
No, there's plenty. There's a couple on Savoy from the early days, but after his rediscovery on Lou Reed's record and his appearance on Twin Peaks, he released a few more records in the 90s. And I'm going to say something which it's going to be the most surprising thing that's ever come out of my mouth for you, Mike. Are you ready for this? He makes it clear that the song Holding Back the Years by Simply Red is a fantastically written song. You should hear Jimmy Scott singing that. So there you go.
Troy just said that. Just jot that down, put Troy next to that, and then and I will come. I'm sure I'd take your word for it, Troy, because it's a big call.
Yep.
Now, next up.
Next up, I think I just have to say one thing to you, Mike. Never mention Humpty Dumpty in a song. Okay, right now, from the news.
Never.
So, never.
Never. What's wrong with you? An ego war?
All right.
You know, that's an astute call from a very learned individual whose musical taste I respect and admire, and who knows a shit, but that's hilarious.
And he might even work in our shop at Southbound.
I tell you what, that'd be a good game to play. When you go into Southbound Records next time, see if you can guess for a 10% discount. See if you can guess. Can I say that? Because actually, if you know the people out there, you know who it was. So here we go. Okay, shush. Shout out, Roger. Black man's pride, righteous are the sons and... I tell you what, this is something I've always said as well. Righteous are the sons and daughters of Jah.
Yep.
Volume 2.
Yep, this is brand new from Soul Jazz. The singer you can hear now, this is Willie Williams. Calling. This was recorded in 1968 when he was a 17-year-old man, boy. Williams, you'll know from Armageddon Time, covered by The Clash.
I like an album that's prepared. I love a good album title. Righteous are the Sons and Daughters of Jah is the next. Black Man's Pride, Righteous are the Sons and Daughters of Jah. It's a compilation.
It is, yep.
Featuring Jack Metu, Alton Ellis, Horace Andy, The Heptones, The Gladiators, Mystic Revelation of Rastafari. And Willie Williams, who we're listening to now.
So what you get here is basically a Studio One Roots material.
Jesus Christ, if I could ever have as much attitude as that dude there, ever in my whole life.
That guy is the rudest of the rude.
Yeah.
So it Roots, of course, was it's more of a 70s phenomenon.
That's
but,
a song there.
That's the song there.
Just a quick little boop.
And so we also get the Heptones on here and other things which you don't associate so much with the Roots rock reggae. But I'd just like to point out this here. Jah come to better...
A photo on the back of a guy holding up a placard of a rainbow, two flags on the top that says...
Jah come to break down oppression to set the captive free.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can argue that.
Certainly can't.
Here's something really weird. Oh, should I show you on here? Look. Look in the thank you list.
Mikey Havoc, BFM.
No, not what? Mikey Havoc.
You
won't be able to read it. Well, it's there. You won't be able to find it. Recognise any names?
I don't slowly, surely. There's a lot of thanks there.
Yep.
John Bunyip?
No.
I'll
just tell you.
Yep.
Jeffrey stole this from Southbound Records. Jeffrey gets
thanks.
That's
Jeffrey. Oh, yeah, look at that.
Yeah. He gets thanked on a
Roots
reggae comp from Soul Jazz.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Why has he got that? What's the connection there?
Jeffrey's actually a well-known authority on one of these old reggae acts. So.
Oh, wow. Cool. Yeah. Cool.
There you go. So there's three brand new things up at the
Let me guess,
store.
That'll be up on the... They won't just be in the bin, that one. That'll be on the shelf, won't it?
It's not the first time. I've found Jeffrey's name on quite a few of these big releases. Yeah.
All right, so those are all available at Southbound Records right now, Troy?
Yes, they are.
Hey, thank you very much for coming in those beautifuls.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes.